Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for some testimonies? Are you ready for some testimonies? You know, if you're a student, I think you should be jumping and shouting because this is an academic blessing. Hallelujah. Let's give it up for Kojo Ewuku as he brings us his testimony. Oh, you go and sit down. Oh, those are the back. Wow. Please, your name and where you are calling from.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kuju. I'm from the Jesus is the Answer Council.
Wow.
And I'm also in the Gazelles Ministry.
Oh, yes. If you don't know, the Gazelles are our wonderful dancers. Hallelujah. Yes, so if today is your first time, it's one of the best groups you can join in the church. Please tell us what the Lord has done for you.
All right. So last semester, I did a lot of courses that were very, very hard. In fact, there
you
was
did what?
A lot of courses.
How many of you have some hard courses? Hey, recently I heard the name of a course, Classical Mechanics. I said, my God. Hey, please continue.
So there was this particular course. It's 3 credit hours. And you know how much weight that holds on your CWA. But that course and Casa, like, it was not going well. I had practically failed almost all the class tests. The mid-sem was some way.
Tell me about mercy.
And the end of sem that I thought I used to redeem myself, like that one it was horrible.
Hey.
So I was really scared because I also wanted to increase my CWA in a certain way. And there were about 3 other courses that were like that. And there were also 3 credits.
Tell me about that forget.
So I had almost lost all hope. So when I went home, I spoke to my mother about it. And my mother asked me that, my mother knows that I'm active in the church. And she asked me, Kuju, isn't it because of all the work you're doing in church? And I quickly refused that answer. I told mommy that no, there's no way it can be that.
Tell your neighbor that it's a good point to learn. So tell your neighbor it's a good point to learn. Some of you, the moment they say, mommy, I think so. But tell your neighbor that we believe in working for the Lord. Oh, yes.
So that evening, I prayed and I told God that, God, this is what my mother is telling you. There is no way that you will let your name be trampled on in this way.
Oh, yes.
So I came to school this semester. And then our results came. When the results came, I was sitting in a class. As soon as the results came, whatever the teacher was saying, like, I couldn't.
Blacked out.
I had zoned out completely. So I went into my room. And then, lucky for me, there was no one there. And I said,
tell your neighbor that Bubaba.
And I said, you let me just open the results. And lo and behold, I had all A's.
Come on! You said you had what?
I had all A's.
No, they didn't hear. You said you had what?
I had all.
You had all A's. May the Lord locate you as you serve in the house. Tell your neighbor that temple blessing. There are some temple blessings in the house. And may the Lord grant you the desires of your heart. The Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. May every testimony that they are waiting to tell you that because you are serving the Lord, you don't have it. May the Lord turn it around for your good. You said when you check the results, what happened?
I had all A's.
Is there anybody expecting all A's this semester? May the Lord locate you and increase your CWA in the mighty name of Jesus. So what would you like to tell us this morning?
I would like to tell the church that working in the church is a blessing. And we must also take the exam prayers very seriously.
Oh, yes.
Because for context, since I've been in KNUC, I've never had all A's before. And this was my best result yet. Like, my lowest score was 75.
Hey! You see, you are sitting as if you have 80. But you and I know what you have. May the Lord grant you a miracle beyond your understanding in Jesus' name. Wow. You said your lowest was what?
75.
Your 75 is somebody's prayer topic, if you don't know. Hey, my God.
So please, let's take the work we are doing in church seriously. A lot of us have the false perception that because we are working in church, it takes a lot of time, so we will not be able to learn. But that's not the case. God can come for you in ways that
Hallelujah.
You never ever expect. So let's take the work seriously and take the exam prayers.
What a testimony.
Seriously.
I think it's a good place to put your hands together for the Lord. God bless you so much. Hallelujah. This morning we are blessed. Are you not blessed? Are you not blessed? I want you to rise to your feet at this point. You know, there are a lot of things in the service, but this is the most important part of the service. And we are blessed this morning to have a very blessed and anointed pastor in the house to bring us the word of God with joy and excitement. Help me welcome our mother and our pastor, ESJoy Philippe Bruce.
Wow. Beautiful. Stand to your feet this morning. I want you to pray for 1 or 2 minutes. You want to say, Lord, this morning, may I hear a word that will enter into my spirit. May I hear a word that will help me, that will move me ahead. Lift up your voice and pray for a minute or two. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray.
Heavenly Father, even as we have come before you, may we hear a word. Heavenly Father, a word that will transform our spirit, Lord. Heavenly Father, hearts are open to receive your word. Lift up your voice this morning and let us pray. Now, Father, even as we have come, may your word may be a seed in our heart this morning. Ah, Mashaman, Amashimilinea. Reko Malaba and Debriskapaya Laba Shamanamanea. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, may we receive your word with joy, and may your word enter our spirit. May we be transformed by your word. May the entrance of your word bring light. May your word direct us, Lord. Even as we hear your word this morning, oh Lord, may it move us to the next level, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my son, my name, my son, my name, my son, my name, my son, my name. Oh yes, may the word bring spirit and life. May the word bring spirit and life. May the word set us upon our feet, Lord.
Father, we are so grateful for a time in your presence. May your word minister to us. May your word enter into our hearts and our spirits today. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for every testimony. Thank you for rescuing our lives and redeeming us. And that's why we are here this morning. I pray that your word will come and it will accomplish that for which you have sent it. Let it not fall to the ground, but rather let it bear fruit in season, in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall say, amen and amen. Take your seat. God bless you. This morning, it's our pleasure to welcome some of the members of Abundant Life from KNUSTSHS. Are you clapping for them? I can't hear your clap. It's very nice to see you, and you are so welcome. I believe these are from, they are all in SHS2, I beg your pardon. One and two. God bless you. And Lady Reverend Yvonne is their pastor, and we're happy to have you here this morning. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. All right. Beautiful. Let me give you a couple of announcements. Amen. Things that we are trying to remember. Next week, Sunday, we have our annual concert. Amen. The choir is going to be. And this year, the theme they have given us is Stomp. Hey, come on now. I think it means that when we come, we have got to be ready to dance a certain kind of dance, you know. Hey! Say anybody, it ain't going to be easy. And that's 7 p.m. next week, Sunday. Amen? Are you going to be here? You see, some of us say, we are so some way. Hey, you can't do one additional meeting. You can't do one additional thing. Your life is so barren and bankrupt. We are going to be here next week, Sunday. No, it's true. Forgive me for saying it. I shouldn't say it. I have to say it. It's a way of being that you have time for everything else, but God thinks there you don't have time. Are you there? Have you seen how you are quiet? You had time during the World Cup. You were even watching matches that don't concern you. 3 a.m. you are watching a match that doesn't concern you. Do you understand when I say it doesn't concern you? Whether they win or they fail, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. You don't gain anything. You don't get any money. You don't... Are you in the house? We're going to be here next week, Sunday evening. And I want to ask you to just invite a friend along. Amen. It's going to be a good time. And then, at the end of this month, we're going to end it in grand style with a very lovely convention. Yeah, more than you can carry convention. Amen. From the 29th to the 31st of July. Listen, a prophet is an agent of change. Yeah. And this gentleman coming, he's a very powerful man of God. He's a very good friend of mine. And I cannot begin to tell you the miracles. One of the things I need to tell you is that for us as a church, he has walked with us every single step of the way. He has visited us when the doors were open, when there were holes in the ground. He has visited us when it's going well, he's here. When it's not going well, he's here. And each time he's spoken a powerful word that has come to pass. Amen? And so I don't want you to miss it. Put it down on your calendar. It is not the week that the demons in your village are going to be calling you. Allow me to say, because some of you, that's when you come and start bringing us excuses. You can't even see when the enemy is trying to delete you. You see, you'll be awake, in the sermon, at the point that you need, that's when you'll be feeling sleepy. You better start to recognize his things. He doesn't have any new way of doing it. It's the same tactics. Tell neighbor, same tactics. Yeah. Why does he have to use it? Because it is effective. You'll be on your phone WhatsApping when the point you need. You know, it's not every point in a sermon that's yours. The ones that are not yours, you'll be sitting down quiet. Then the one that is yours, that's when your sites, they will... Oh, but pastor, we are in church. Do people... You see, when you hear us give an example, it has happened in the church. It's happened in the church before, yeah. So, just be on guard, amen? And so, from the 29th to the 31st, we're going to be here. And I believe that God is going to be with us. Amen. It's just 3 days. Tell them it's just 3 days of your life. Just 3 days. But it can make all the difference. Hallelujah. We also have these meetings in Accra. The Give Thyself Holy Conference is coming on. Amen. From the 4th to the 7th of August. And it will be followed by a very powerful First Love Conference. I tell you. I mean, when you see this assembly of men of God, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Young and old together. It's going to be a very powerful session. So if you are wise, you will try to, you see, learn carry forward so that you have the right to get a few free days. And then we will go for the conference and come. Amen and amen. So put the dates down and God will be with us. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Well, we've been talking about work or rest. What exactly are we doing in church? Are we working? Is it a place to work or is it a place to rest? You know, many of us, what we know is that we come to church and we just sit down. When they say sit, you sit. You stand, you sit. You sit, you stand. Stand, sit, stand. Warm the chair, sit, stand. Cool the chair, warm it, cool it. Cool it, warm it, cool it, warm it. And at the end of it, that's all and you go. Tell anybody that it's a mistake. It is a mistake. It is not what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us clearly that God has an expectation of us that we will do certain things. And that's why we're going to be reading the Bible. I don't mind which church you were going to from when you were a baby till now. It is the Bible that talks to us. Amen? So I'm not talking about the doctrine of anybody. We are just looking at what the Bible says. What does the Bible say? And that's what we do. Hallelujah. And today, I'm going to be talking to you. I've entitled it, I Know Thy Works. I know thy works. Ask your neighbor that you, do you have any works at all? I know thy works. I need you to understand that it is very, 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 very important that as a Christian, you have some works following you. But wait, let me first begin from point number one. You see, some of us, we are anointed to misunderstand. Because you have come to church and for the next, I think this is our third or fourth, we are talking about work, you have already forgotten that Salvation is by grace. So you let me go back there first and underline that point before you start to think that you can work your way into heaven. That's not what we are discussing here. We are saved by grace, not by works. Please, let's go to the scriptures. Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2. I'm reading from verses 8 and 9. This generation that comes to church without Bible. No wonder you don't know anything, because you will not remember the word of God. You don't write notes. You don't write anything. You want me to believe that as you are sitting down there, you'll remember. It's not true. It's not true. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you are saved. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, we are saved by grace. We are saved by grace. It's very important to remember it. We are saved by grace. Are you there? Through faith. It's according to faith. It's not according to anything. Somebody will come and say, how do I know that I'm saved? What are you looking for? What are you looking at? An angel should visit you in your room. It's by faith. You believe it. Yeah. And that not of yourself. It is a gift from God. The gift that God gave us was free salvation, no matter who you are. No matter what. It's a real gift. It's a real gift. You see, when somebody comes and steals your 20 CDs, do you know how painful it is to forgive? But what... The church roommate, he owed you just 10 pesos. Look at how you were going crazy. One morning, a friend of mine, somebody that I know, she told me how she got crazy over a mate. They got to KJTI and the mate said he doesn't have 10 pesos. And she said, today, I'll collect my 10 pesos. And she told me, she said, mommy, me, I was walking through KJTI following the mate that I want my 10p. You see, what was annoying her was that if she owed him 10p, he wouldn't have left her. So she decided that she will collect her 10p. Cry, you cannot forgive. 10p. Then you should understand how major a gift it is that God has decided to give you salvation free. And to say that if you will recognize the fact that Jesus had paid for you, that's it. It's enough. It's enough. Everything is forgiven. Your lying is forgiven. You're fornicating. You see, some of us, we think that we don't sin. That's even your bigger lie. You say, oh, me, I'm very quiet, so I don't sin. It's not true. Even that your mind cries is a sin. As you think you are better than other people, you have already sinned. Hey! Push your neighbor and tell your neighbor that, listen, it is not as it seems. It's not as it seems. Some of the quiet people, they are the most wicked. Evil people. Yeah. You are here. Somebody can do you something and you won't talk to the person for 2 years. You are an evil spirit. You are an evil spirit. You must be. How can you be there? You have held something in your heart. You don't even see that demons have come to live with you. To be able to hold something in your heart. You have borne somebody a grudge from when you were in JHS and you are now finishing university. You have still met the person. I have to say it because we are not grateful enough for our salvation. But when you really can see the hair, I am a human being with that redemption that God has saved there, you'll be so grateful for that gift. So grateful. And look at it. So it says, it is a gift of God. Then the verse 9 says, not of works. Not of works. You cannot. There's no work you do. There's nothing that you can do that is so beautiful that God will say, on the basis of this, enter heaven. No. And you see, and it is because he knows how boastful we are. So he says, I'm removing your ability to boast about this thing. He said, so that no man can boast. So as for salvation, it's free. It's free. Are you there? It's free. And you need to understand it and understand it well. And you need to understand that human beings, we make mistakes. When you see how people criticize and talk about a fallen Christian, you will imagine that they are proper. Say, hey, this girl, look who, this how she says, you see, it's very some way. It's very some way because you haven't seen your own. You have not seen your own. That's why you are talking, you see. And me, one of the things, that's why the Bible, and one of the nice things about the Bible is that it doesn't hide the mistakes of the men of God. It will show everything to you. For you to see that they too, they were like us. The Bible says that in the book of James that Elijah was a man of like passions as we are. Yet he prayed and rain didn't fall for 3 years. Meanwhile, exactly how you are feeling, the burning you are feeling, he felt it. The wanting a woman that you are feeling, he felt it. You see, some of you behave as if it's only you. It's not only you. He felt it. And yet, he was able to do so much. David, that king of, you know, there's no king of Israel comparable to David in the Bible. You cannot compare him to anybody at all. The guy is a star. But Charlie, he also had weak points. He had two major weak points, women and his children. He was not able to bring up his children. Couldn't bring them up. He couldn't correct them. Couldn't. So his children were basabi, and all of them inherited his woman problems. But he was still a man after God's own heart. As for his heart, God knew that this man did. So God knew that, listen, the way it is, if I leave these people, shipwreck. Nothing good will come out. Let me sort out the salvation question. Hallelujah. I'm just showing you how we are. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. Because some of you still think you are righteous. 1 John 3:15. Look at it. 1 John 3:15. You see, you think that to go to jail, even on earth, you have to kill somebody, then they'll catch you that you have murdered. But the Bible, no. You don't have to kill. You hate the person, it's enough. As far as the Bible is concerned, you are equal to a murderer. You can't see the scripture. I'm sorry. Don't worry. One day, God, our LED screens will arrive. Don't worry. For now, manage. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. You have hated your brother. You said that your brother did this, and because of that, your father doesn't like you. And you have hated your brother. According to the Bible, you and murderer, same. Let me share with you an even more potent. You know, some of you are looking at me like, oh, me, I don't hate my brother. I'm all right. I don't. Oh, it's okay. I won't quarrel with you. So let me take you to Matthew 5:28. But I say to you, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, not that you have touched her, not that you have spoken to her, not that you have said anything, you have looked at her to lust after her, as far as Jesus is concerned. Hey, you are the same as somebody who has gone to sleep with somebody's wife. You were on your way to church, oh. As you were coming, the girl passed you, and she was walking, and you were, to whom does it belong to whom? According to Jesus Christ, you are the same as the guy who was sleeping with somebody I not married yesterday. You are the same. You are the same. Hey. You are now calling for mercy. You are now understanding your state. We are now understanding our problem. Hey. The Bible says, don't covet. Do not covet. Don't steal. Don't desire somebody something. Are you in the church? Please tell your neighbor that no matter what you do, you are some way. You are some way. We are just some way. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sharing something with you. Are you in the church? Are you understanding it? Yeah. Beautiful. Isaiah. This man. Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 3. Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter... He was just blasting people. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa to you! Why are you when you do this? Whoa! Why are you when you do that? Why are you when... Then. Tell anybody then. In Isaiah chapter 6, he saw the Lord. He said, hey! Where is me? He was pointing at somebody. Woe to you! You have been cheating in the exams.
Woe to you, you have been stealing your roommate's rice. Woe to you, you have been following women. Woe to you, you are refusing to pray. Woe to you, as he was busy, woe. Suddenly he had a vision. Hey, woe is me. He says, I am undone. I'm finished. Because I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Then he walked back. It's a gun word for, hey, it's now. Only now. You have now seen. You see? Yeah. So I want you to see this morning that as for salvation there, we cannot bargain with it and we cannot, what's the word? We can't work for it. It is something that is just there. Amen? And as you grow in the Lord, you will understand it more and you become more and more humble. When you are young, there's a lot of nonsense in your head. Yes. I remember recently somebody that I know, a young man that I know, he was sent, he had been moved somewhere, and then he was trying to, you know, our usual work, we win souls, we bring people to church, and he was trying, and it wasn't working, and he had come to church without anybody, and then somebody saw him, the person told him that, oh, it's because you are not anointed. And the guy was so sad, and he sent me a text, and he said that, oh, because I'm not anointed, this and this, and then I asked him, I said, who told you that? As soon as I heard, I knew that a young fool is speaking. And I didn't tell him that, but that was my mind. A young fool is speaking. And I told him that, listen, continue to do it. Just continue. It will work. Are you there? Because when you are young, you quickly judge other people. You feel that, oh, why is it that you can't wake up to pray? Why is it that you can't do? You are coming. You are coming. You see, some people are laughing because even now they can see how useless they have become. Yeah. But when you were younger, you were so full of your own righteousness. That, oh, as for the fasting, and no any fasting, it's not anything. No problem. No. And judging other people with it. The day you see yourself before God, because you can be fasting and God is not impressed at all. You tell them, yeah, please just close that window. I don't need to hear this. Are you in the house? You know. So as you mature in the Lord, you become more humble. And you need it. There's a very interesting story in the Bible. This is just a side diversion. In Matthew 13. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus told the story of somebody who had wheat seeds. He had good seed and he planted the good seeds. And then after he planted, in the night, the enemy came and planted tares. Wheat and tares, they look the same when they are growing. And as we are sitting in church this morning, there's wheat here, and there are tares here. There are genuine Christians here and there are wheats also here. You know, so when the things began to come up, the man's servant said, oh, but you planted good seeds and now we are seeing that something else is coming. Should we go and remove them? You see, as you are sitting in the church and you are being fooling with God, you think that God is not able to do anything to you or he's not able to do any. It's not that. Jesus gave the reason. He said that, no. If you go to take them out, as you are removing the weeds, before you are aware, you have also removed a proper one. So leave them. As they are growing, proper wheat, as it grows, it bows. Proper Christian, as he or she grows, humility. Proper Christian, as he or she begins to know who the Lord is, humility. That's why you find yourself praying every day. Holy Spirit, just help me to get through today. When it's even time for a fast, Lord, you have to help me. If you don't help me, I'm not able to do it on my own. I can't just do it on my own. Help me. So you recognize the fact that everything that you are and everything that you are doing, you know, that tear, that not proper something, it will keep standing. I am me. Yeah. So now, when it is time to harvest, we can see who you are. Yeah. We can see who you are. Are you in the house? So Jesus told them, don't worry. So that's why God will leave us like that, together. And then we'll be thinking that, oh, me who doesn't do anything for the Lord, and those who do something for the Lord, we are the same. You are making a mistake. What a mistake. A time came when he said, gather. You can see it. Separate them. This one is wheat. This one is tares. Gather the tares and just burn it. So understand it. Tell your neighbor, I've understood. I'm saved by grace. But now comes the second point. We are not just saved to just relax. We are saved unto good works. It is after your salvation that your works matter. Before you are saved, that is whatever you did is non-scoring. We don't need it. You have gone to play World Cup and then you are playing games before the actual cup. It's non-scoring. It's not scoring. You can even score more than England, France. 6-4. You can score 10-12. No problem. I only know because I don't want England to win. That's all. That's the only reason why I know. Are you there? You think I'll spend my Saturday night watching football? You got to be joking. You got to be joking. Somebody's got to be crazy. As for the results, you will know. You see. But you are saved for a reason. You are not saved so that you just be there until you die. Then what's the use of you? Then even a goat is better. Because at least when the goat dies, we can eat it. What is the use of all your sweat and toil and trouble on earth right now? What's the use? If there's nothing after here. And the one who knows what is after here says that good works, you must do something. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. I had not planned to do it, but maybe we should take a look at a couple of other versions. You know, the King James, it makes it easy to remember. Can you give us any other version? For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Tell your neighbor there's a plan on your head. From long, not today, there's a plan on your head. He has something that he's expecting you to do. Hallelujah. Are you in the church? You see, very important for us to know it, because a time will come, all of us will die one day. You know, anytime we start talking about such things, there are some people who are superstitious and they think that, hey, don't talk about it, because if you talk about it, it will happen. Whether we talk about it or we don't talk about it, it will come. Yes, because that's the way of man. That's how it is. Amen? Are you there? Now, when you have not given your life to Christ, let me give you your scripture. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. That's for you. When you are not born again. Revelation 20. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So you there, your judgment, it is pure, simple, theater. Is your name in the book? Your name is not in the book. End of story. There's nothing to discuss. There's nothing. We don't have to even think about it. That is it. I'm praying today that nobody will go from here to hell. Amen. But if you are a believer, there is also a judgment for us. But our judgment is different. And Paul spoke about it when he was speaking to Christians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, he now tells us something. We must all appear, because he was talking to Christians. All of us. We must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. For what? That everyone will receive the things done in his body according to whether he has done good or bad. So as you are here thinking that it doesn't matter, I can do what I like. I am saved. I'm born again. So it doesn't matter what I do. I'll be going to heaven. You are making, listen, you are going to heaven, but the judgment seat, we will stand before it. If you don't stand today, it will be tomorrow. If it's not tomorrow, it's next year. What? If tell your neighbor there is no escape. There's no shortcut. There is no other road. You know how Ghana, when you are going on a certain road, the road is flooded, you can go and look for another road. You are going on the road, there's traffic. You can go. Please. Please. Am I talking to some people this morning? Yeah. You see, for a believer, there is a judgment waiting for you. It says everybody will stand there. And that is where we are now going to see, what did you do, what did you not do? Or as I was saying last night, what did you do, what did you not did? Anyway. So let us start to look at these works. My third point this morning is that God is interested in workers. You are in the church. You are not a worker. God is not interested in you. It's very simple. He's not interested. Now, I have to say it because you think that we are forcing people to work. But I need you to see that is the Bible. Now, in the book of Revelations, the Lord was sending a message to seven churches. How many of us know that it's not seven church buildings? He sent the message to the human beings in seven churches. And I want us to go to Revelations chapter 2, even though you don't have a Bible. And I want you to see something. He sent a message to each of these churches. And the message was designed to help them to correct themselves in time. Every church got a different message. But there was one message that all the seven churches got. And that's what I want you to see. It begins in Revelation chapter 2. Right from verse 1, he's saying, to the angel of the church in Ephesus. The angel of the church is simply the pastor of the church, the person who's there. Go and tell them these things. Verse 2, I know thy works. In fact, for them, he says, I know your works and your labor. Are you there? Revelation chapter 2 and verse 8. To that angel of the church of Smyrna. Verse 9, I know thy works. I almost asked you if you can see it in your Bible. Then I remember you don't have a Bible. From verse 12, he says, to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, verse 13, I know thy works. You are there or you have traveled? 2:18, the angel of the church in Thyatira, verse 19, I know thy works. He continues in Revelation 3 and verse 1, to the angel of the church in Sardis, and write in that verse 1, I know thy works. Everything else in the messages was different, but as for the works, they're constant. Are you there? Verse 7. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, verse 8, I know thy works. Are you there? I'm just checking, I'm not sleeping. And the last church was the church of Laodicea. And you find them in verse 14. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, verse 15, I know thy works. To the first love church in Laodicea, write, I know thy works. To the Jesus is the answer counsel of Laodicea, write, I know thy works. To the Rose of Sharon counsel, write, I know thy works. To the Greater Love Choir, write, I know thy works. To the Gazelles, write, I know thy works. To the instrumentalists who refuse to instrumental, tell them, I know thy works. To the backbenchers in the church who cannot stand, cannot clap, cannot move, I know thy works. To the ones in the church who cannot come unless somebody calls them, tell them, I know thy works. To those who, when exams are coming, they say, I don't know you, I don't have your time, I cannot pray, I cannot do, I know thy works. Maybe you don't know it, he's watching and he's monitoring our works. I've almost finished my preaching. This preaching is not 2 years. If you are hearing here, some of you are born deaf. Because it's not the first time you are hearing it. Are you in the church? I've already told you that every believer will give an account of his works. And the last thing I want to share with you today. Are you there? Can you see what I'm sharing with you? What works do you have? What have you done that is worthy of even thinking about? He's not talking about your works. You are giving some people injections. He's talking about your works for him, in relation to him. In relation to your being a Christian, what works? What works? And every believer is going to give an account. But let's go to point number 5, which I find a very interesting point indeed. Because there's a scripture there that they read at every funeral. Revelations 14, 13. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. That's the first lie they tell, because not everybody who dies who's dead in the Lord. You're not a Christian, you're not dead in the Lord, you are simply dead. Or dead in whatever sin you are in, it's not in the Lord. Are you there? But then he says something, which is what I want you to see. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. When you are coming into heaven, what's following you? Some of you, you are going to walk into heaven alone. You're going to come like this. You are looking around. Uncle Nam, just like that. And everybody's watching you. They are looking after you because all your years on earth, you wasted it. You didn't do anything worthy of anything for anybody. And the selfishness that is reigning on earth right now, I choose myself. I prioritize myself. Me, my, and I. It's a satanic message, and it's everywhere. And those of you who enjoy social media, you are reading it every day, and you are becoming more and more selfish. You can't even share your last kinky together with your friend. And you didn't know that it was good works. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, common kindness, common kindness. It's not so common in the house of God. Common kindness. I'm calling it common because kindness, it's just. You have two, give somebody one. You can't. When you give the thing to the person had no peace. Every day. My laptop that's with you, you know. Every day. My laptop that's with you, you know. Why couldn't you just let it go? Why couldn't you just let it go? Some of you, you are coming from well-off homes and you are there with somebody who doesn't have much. And you are even stupid enough to look down on the person. You can't even see that where you are, God just put you there. What did you do to be where you are? What did you do to choose the parents that you have? What makes you think that you are anybody? And we there, I went to this school, me and all my brothers, and so what? 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 The church is. I remember how touched I was many years ago. There was a young man in church, and I knew that if you know it, it was not okay. But this guy, he was always doing whatever. It was a drama. He never said anything, was always working. It was after school that he sent me a message, and he told me there was another guy in church, and the guy told him, for as long as I'm in school, you will not be hungry. You and I, we will eat together. He had been looked after by his friend for 4 solid years until they finished. You are just there using the money that you have on useless things. Your data bill alone for a week. For a week, you are buying the 399 bundle 2 or 3 times a month. Just to download nonsense. Just to download nonsense. Because there's, and when somebody asks you, it's like, hey, if I give it, I can't. Is there nothing? Are you there? You have clothes, you have not worn since second year. You are in your 4th year. Dash them, and some of you, when you dash them, you start following it with your comments. Oh, that was my dress that I used to wear when I was a first year. You are a daughter of Belial. Are you in the house? So, daddy, I'm going to town with you. Yeah, I'm going to town with you. You say, oh, go and tell pastor. Go and tell pastor that this and that and that. Let me tell you something. When you tell us that this and that and that, it is not church money we use, because already, as you can see, the money is not enough. As you can see, those of you who have been talking about the lack of our tiles, as if we don't know that we should tile. Chicken coop you have not built. You don't know the cost. You don't know that when you send us those messages, we go to each other. Charlie, my person needs something. What can you do? I'll put the message on the page. If you can send something, send. And people will start. Do you think that they are... Are you in the house? Yeah, you are not well. They have given you a bill. The bill is 750 Ghana cedis for medication. How do you think we pay for it? How do you think we pay for it? You see, in your mind, your offering is in our pocket. You are lying. Then you are in the wrong church. Never here. Never here. There's no pastor here who goes away with any part of your offering. The offering we use it to build, it is a decision that we have made. Not just us, as a collective church. Everything is used so that, because there are churches that are still outside. Yeah. As you are sitting here, First Love here, we are trying to finish our church. Our Cape Coast First Love, their whole roof has been chewed by the sea. The whole roof. And you are sitting here grumbling because small dust will come on your shoes. What house are you from? What is in your father's house? Don't bring yourself at all for me to start talking. And you can see that we are coming small, small. Now allow me to speak. Allow me to speak. You don't understand anything. Where were you when we were having church outside? We sat outside for 3 solid months. We were under canopy outside having church. Where were you? Where were you? I have people who come into this church and then, when we look at the mixer, we are waiting. We should have a digital mixer. We should have a digital mixer. What is your offering? Where do you expect the digital mixer to come from? Allow me to finish preaching. Because what you can even do to help, you will not do. Every time I'm going to have a program, then I'll see my fire photographers and video people. Then they'll come and they will present me with a bill. The day before Sounds of Joy, they presented me with a bill of Sounds of 5,500. I took a pen. I just canceled it.
That's all.
Because, we are going to rent a video and we are going to... If you won't take your phone and use it to do the work, sit down. Sit down. Faithless and wicked generation. Allow me to speak. When I became a pastor, I come from Norway. Do you know Norway? Look at your face. You have not sat in a plane before. Prophet sent us to start a church in Tamale. It didn't occur to us to ask for transport. It didn't occur. Not that we. It didn't even pass our mind that, where is transport money to go? Yeah. We found our way from Accra. With our brony children. And we went. When we got there, I arrived there in the evening with 3 children. Age 6, the youngest was 5 months. I entered the house. When we opened the tap, no water. You have traveled all the way. 11 hours. Nobody heard of it. It's today I'm bossing you. Nobody heard of it. It was not a case. It was not a matter. We have to just find a way. Anything small, this generation, you're complaining. You're complaining because you're only concerned with yourself. You are sitting down there. Hey, I want to kill yourself. Of course you will kill yourself when the only important thing in your life is yourself. But if you had helped somebody, just the joy that you brought to the person, it would have brought joy to you. It would have given you a reason to be alive. It would have given you a purpose. It would have given you something. My life is not that useless. But you are there thinking just about yourself. God never made us to think only about ourselves. Our happiness is in what we do for others. Try it and see. And by the way, when you finish and you get to heaven, they'll ask you that, all that we gave you, what did you do with it? What did you do with it? What did you do with it? You have your CWA, 80%. God bless you. But what about your friend in the same study group who doesn't understand and needs you to spend just a little more time to explain? The person is just a little slower, just needs a little help. But you say that, please, I don't have time for that. He'll slow you down. Charlie. Let me close. Are you in the house? My dear, I plan by the grace of God to go to heaven with good works. To have an effect on somebody's life. We have children in this church. We have young people in this church who, if we didn't find a way to feed them, they'll go to bed hungry. Oh, yes. And you are looking, you say, those who are working will feed them. Okay, they are trying. But it is their good works. Where are yours? Ask your neighbor, where are your good works? Where are your good works? Hey. Tell anybody from today. I plan to have good works. And you too. You too. You should have. Yeah. That scripture never look. Revelation 14:13. Don't talk about it if you don't plan to do something. How can you work? Please, if you find your people, go and stand over there for me. Find the whole squad. When you enter heaven, I want to see who is working with you. Small boy, you don't even have height. Don't worry, I'm just teasing him. It's not a problem. You are laughing at him. You, all your height, what have you done with it? All your body, what have you done with it? But when he gets there, there are some of you choristers, but for him, you won't even be in church. So you better get up and line yourself behind there. Don't worry, he won't die today as he enters heaven. Align yourself. Get up if you are a chorister that he's leading. When he gets to heaven, he'll say, Lord, I have some foolish instrumentalists. My friend, come out yourself for there and go and join. Add yourself. Hey. Hey. I thought these people on that side would have been a little wise. I thought. As you are entering heaven, that's your works. Enter. You let them walk and see. Those who said they will not do anything in church. Hey, we are going to heaven. We are going to heaven. It's okay. Don't become proud. They say I should let you go and sit down. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm trying to share with you. Yeah. Even the photographers that I'm insulting today. I'm just jostling them. But I need to tell you something. Because of the work that they do, you may think it's nothing. Do you know where we learned to do crusade? From Bishop Ogo's photographers. You don't know who is here because of them. We have people who come here and say, we have been seeing you on the pages. We have been seeing. Which pictures do you think it is? And instead of going to go and lie down under some boy, they have arrived in school and come to church. You'll be there saying that, if they are doing videography, what is it? The people that we blast the most, the sound people. If you like, get to heaven and see. Get to heaven and see. I said, get to heaven and see. You are hearing the message today because of their work. Do you know what time they got here? Do you know what they had to do? You have made yourself like something, something. I can't touch anything. I can't do anything. Be careful. Be careful. Today, everybody, find something. Fix yourself somewhere. Be part of something. Be part of something. The uselessness is too much. You see, after the gazelles, if they didn't dance, what? Wait. Do you know the number of souls who have been won to the church because of dances? Do you know? Those of us who were in this church, Lady Rev, my two Lady Revs are here. Did we not used to go and do crusade? And when we go, we have to go and knock on doors, until the day we got dances. When they started dancing, a crowd would gather. Yes, it changed the face of the crusades. You'd be there opening your mouth and saying that, when they come to church, why are they dancing in the church? Open your criticizing mouth in ignoramus that you are. Show me what you have built. Show me the fruit that you have. Show me the works that you go with before you open your mouth to speak. Many of the dancers, I don't know about this group, but I know that many of the original dancers that we had, that's all they knew how to do. They were street dancers. That's where it came from into the church. And Bishop Dark said, Charlie, there's a place for you. Till today, there are dancers in the house. And there are people who will not come to the church because of your righteous, over-righteous, sanctimonious, judgmental selves. But when they see them now, say, there's a place for me. You wonder why we rap in church. The first rappers that I had, they were all bad boys. Oh, yes. The only music that they knew was rap. And they began to write their testimonies of how they got born again. They began to write it. Recently, I met one of them at the airport. Wow. Oh, yes. He's still a believer today. And you are there just criticizing. Oh, you have not done anything in this life. What have you done with your life? What have you built? Before you start to criticize somebody who has built a church, take a look at your life. And some of you are coming from homes like that. You better be careful. It's 9:30. We are closing. Yeah. I'm talking to some people today. You may think it's nothing. But I remember we went to go and have a crusade at Gaza. In those days, Gaza was a hub of wheat. Weed and attire. And please. What they have brought is a weakened version. It's a weakened version. And we were going to have a carnival there. And I looked at, when we went after the first outreach to just go and tell people about it. I said, this place, we cannot come here and sing Jesus is Dancer. At least not as a, it's not a crowd gathering something. These people. So I went to, at the time, We also had a first love on the campus at the time. And I went to them and I said to them that I have just about 25 dancers. It's not enough. Will you give me your dancers? And they sent me another 25 or 30. And we started the crusade. My dancers would dance till they are tired. Then the campus guys would come. Then these guys would come. Then they would come. We kept going. So these people, after a while, they're wondering what is going on. And they began to look. And that was when one of the rappers, he picked the microphone and he began to rap his salvation, began to rap how he was an unbeliever. And I still remember a lie where he said, "Satan, you lie." That night, people gave their lives to Christ. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Not because of the self-righteous one sitting down there saying that, "Hey, what is this dancing? And what is all this singing? And what is all that?" You two, put your back to the work and see. Let us see what is in you. What good works do you have? Somebody woke up at 6 o'clock to come and call you. He too does his work. What is yours? Hey. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Yeah. That's why Cheryl was singing the song today. We must work while it is day. The night comes when no one can work. I tell you. I tell you. The night is not necessarily death, though. It can be anything. Yeah. But everything that we do, it must affect somebody. It must touch somebody. It must change somebody's life. Today, somebody, your life is changing because of what I'm sharing with you. Yeah. Ask your neighbor, "Hey, when I get to heaven, who will be with me? Am I going to enter Ankunam like that? The cloud of witnesses." Hebrews 12, they are already watching you. They can see that as you come, you are coming, there's nobody behind you. You are coming alone. I've never seen a young man, he's going to marry a woman and he goes alone. Ah, it cannot work. Huh. We must work. Just stay there and sing it. While it is day,
spreading the word of God, take riches throughout the hills. We,
I want you to start praying for yourself and say that, "Lord, what will be following me? What good works do I have? Thank you that I'm not yet old. I still have some time. You have not ended me today." Come on.
We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them of the sooner.
This morning, I want you to bow down your head and talk to the Lord. I want you to purpose in your heart to do something for the Lord. Those of you coming from KNUS, SHS, there are so many people on your campus who don't know the Lord. It's up to you to bring them to your meetings, to hear the gospel. It's up to you to share the gospel with them. And those of you on KNUS campus, we are almost 100,000 students almost. So many, they don't know the Lord. Some knew the Lord before they came and they dropped out. And they are looking, they are waiting for you. They need you. Just talk to God for a few minutes as we close.
Lord, we come before
you. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive us our selfishness, Lord. Forgive us our preoccupation with ourselves. Forgive us. Some of you, somebody, you are so miserable. I've shown you the source of your misery today. I want you to talk to God about it. I want you to promise the Lord that you're going to come out of yourself. And as soon as you come out of yourself, you will see people to help. You'll see what you can do.
Lord, we have been concerned about ourselves. We have not cared for the
others. Some of us, we think that we are the kings and queens of poverty, that we don't have anything. You have something. Everybody had something. The master gave something to everybody. Some 5, some 4, some 2, some 1, each according to his several ability. You have something. It's respect that you don't respect it. Father, have mercy on us. Help us to not be preoccupied with resting. Help us to work. Help us to have good works following us. Help us to have people that we have influenced, oh God, people that we have shared the gospel with. Let there be people who have hope in their hearts because of us. Let there be people who have been helped by us, God. Forgive us for our criticizing spirit. I rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. It will never settle here. And help us rather to turn our minds to what we can do and how far we can go and what we can influence. Father, what we can influence for you. Because of us, may lives be changed. When we leave this campus, may we not just leave that we have been here. May we not just leave with a certificate that in a few years we'll not even know where it is. But may we leave with a badge up in heaven, with crowns in heaven, with jewels in heaven, because of the good works that we have done. Thank you for correcting us. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to serve you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here today. Yours is not works. You have not given your life to Jesus. You have been in church masquerading as a Christian. But you know that your name is not written on the in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Bible says that when in Revelations that when they get there, when we die, we will resurrect. And they will open the book and they will open another book called the Book of Life. And if your name is not there, the lake of fire is waiting. That lake was not made for us. That lake is for the devil. Don't join him there. The choice is yours. Don't let pride and foolishness keep you from receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have heard me preach today that salvation, it is free. It's not for anybody, it's free. It's not something we can earn. Give your life to the Lord today. All that he's asking of you is that you will receive his sacrifice. He told Nicodemus, he said, unless you are born again, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And in Revelation chapter 10, Romans 10, 9 and 10, we are told that what you believe in your heart, you need to confess it with your mouth. And you need to confess it before men. And so this morning, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, as each one of us is thinking about ourselves, I want you to think about yourself. Are you born again? Are you saved? You want to give your life to Jesus? Lift your hand up where you are. Just lift it where you are. Just lift it where you are. Don't start thinking out. Don't make it complicated. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to pray together. God bless you. I'm seeing hands all over. If your hand is lifted, I want you to come to me. I'm going to pray a prayer. You're coming to make that confession in the presence of man. Just come very quickly. Just come. Just come. It's not only for KNUSD SHS. It's also for you. Step out of there and come. You have heard this message over and over and you have not responded. Time is running out on you. I want you to step out and come. For all you know, this is the last time you are hearing this call. I want you to step out. I want you to step out and come. Night is about to fall on somebody's life. You won't hear it again. Step out and come and give the Lord an opportunity to touch your life. Give the Lord an opportunity to reach out to you. Give him an opportunity. Step out. I'm talking to somebody. Your heart is beating very, very, very fast. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. Revelation 3:20. He's knocking and he says that if you will open, he'll come in. I want you to open. I want you to open and say, Lord, you are welcome. Lord, you are welcome. Step out and come. Step out and come. We're going to pray together in just a few minutes. We're going to pray. Thank you. And if you're standing in front here this morning, I want you to pray these prayers right from your inside. Right from your inside. Today is your day of salvation. And you want to pray. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior. And you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for these ones who have come to give their lives to you. I pray for them that, Lord, their salvation will be real and true and lasting. Watch over them and help them, oh God. And Lord, when that day comes, may they enter into heaven with works following them. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.